this episode of Counting Cars. I've got Pawn Stars Rick and Corey coming by for a special project.
It's amazing.
Nice car, man. Can we take a look at it? I think he thinks we're a little bit crazy.
Should we bag it?
No.
Really got an extensive collection of tattoos. I would really like to apply that to my bike.
Do we have to take naked pictures of you?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow. What would you take for this? I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them, and sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Today, Kevin and I are cruising around looking for some cars. It's one of my favorite things that we do. I like to just go cruise some neighborhoods, see what's going on out there. And this kind of stuff is really important to my business because this is how we find cars. This is how we flip cars. This is how we make money on cars. And personally, it's an addiction. Dude, look at that. It is beautiful. Dude, spin around. We got to catch this guy.
You got
to be. I'm serious, dude.
All right, hold on.
That thing was bad. I restore a lot of vehicles from the ground up, but sometimes I'm just looking for something that's a quick flip. Either it's done or it's close to done. And when I saw this Chevy, man, it just hit me right between the eyes. I knew if I could score this car for the right price, this thing would be an easy flip.
Oh, we're catching up.
Hey, can you pull over? Check out your car? No? Oh,
dude, we got a red light.
Pull up next to me again.
All right, I'm going to try this.
Hey, man. Nice car, man.
Thanks.
Hey, what year is that?
39.
Yeah. You mind stopping for a minute? We take a look at it?
I got it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. We might want to talk. He ain't happy about it, man.
No deal?
He ain't into it. I think he thinks we're a little bit crazy.
Should we bag it?
No.
I don't think I've ever been with Danny where he's given up on a car that he wants. He will fight tooth and nail to get a car.
Oh, this guy's going to get all freaked out.
He's probably going to drive to the nearest police station. Oh, dude, check him out. He's trying to get away from us. Okay, here's our chance. 5 minutes? Just 5 minutes. Man, on a difficulty meter of chasing this guy down at a scale from 1 to 10, it was up there, man. I would put him at a solid 8. Thanks for stopping. My name's Danny.
Shane, not normal for people to do that, but kind of checked him out a little bit. It didn't look too strange and, you know, out of place, so it kind of eased my mind.
Man, what a good-looking car. What year is it?
It's a 1939 Chevy.
39 Chevy.
Yes.
It's a business coupe.
It's got a 4-inch chop top on it.
It's gorgeous. And I like the angle on it, man. It's sweet. It's really cocky looking. I love the wheels.
Took forever to find those.
Oh, wow. 1939. I think gas was like 10 cents a gallon or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You had hair in 1939.
There's something wrong with you.
This was the working man's car. When it was new, it cost about $650, which by today's standards would be about 10 grand. And between the Great Depression and World War II, that's how Chevy outsold Ford as America's number one leading auto manufacturer. They were making attractive cars at a very affordable price. And it's really interesting to see through all these years how they get transformed into these extremely high-tech hot rod machines. And where they came from to where they are now, it's kind of a cool vibe. Well, it's just beautiful. And yeah, I really appreciate you stopping, but I just have to ask, would you consider a cash offer of maybe somewhere around $40,000 for this car? I need to make this gentleman an offer that's high enough to get his attention, but still low enough for me to make a profit. You know, it's a fine line, and I got to tread that very carefully.
I don't think she really could sell it. I put at least probably $60,000 in that car. My fiance Tanya and I, we've went to so many car shows and had so many good memories. Finally, a girl I met that really likes the hot rods and not me.
That's a good girl.
She likes it, so.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she doesn't like you. She just likes the hot rods.
I think that's mostly true.
Grab Tanya and come down to the shop sometime. Come wander
see
around,
what we
see
do.
What we got going on down there. Yeah. Thank you for
stopping. Sorry to bother you.
All right. Good luck on your next stop.
Absolutely. It's really hard to try to convince somebody to sell their car to you just right off the cuff like that. I mean, they didn't wake up this morning thinking, you know, I think I'm going to sell my car today. But I feel like he just might change his mind and decide to sell me this car one day. Sometimes it's just a game of patience. Just kind of lay back and wait.
Man, that's like candy on wheels, man.
Well, you get over girls quicker than you get over cars.
Well, this is looking pretty tight, man. He got all the new bushings and everything in it, which is great.
What's that?
Check it out, man. Rick must have picked up the car.
Oh, the one you want looked at?
Yeah.
Nice.
Good morning, gents.
Danny, my man.
You just made me so happy when you guys pulled up. Good morning. You did it. You did it. You brought her home.
Yeah.
I love it.
So the other day, Rick and Corey had me come check out a 1968 Mustang Fastback. Rick's got a great idea about turning this into like a Steve McQueen bullet replica. Corey, he's got other ideas about the car, but either way, I told him if you can score this car for the right price, bring it back here to the shop, we can make it happen.
So, give me the good news, man. What'd you end up having to pay for?
Paid $12,500 for it.
You did?
Yeah. $12,500 too much.
No, man. I think that's a really good deal, man. So we're going to do the bullet, right?
Yeah. We're going to do the Steve McQueen special right here.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I'm just a ridiculous Steve McQueen fan. I mean, he really is the coolest guy ever. I mean, this is what he drove in Bullet. And in the movie Bullet, they have the greatest car chase scene in the history of all movies. So I just want to make sure it looks just like the car in the movie. That's what I want.
Yeah, see, the thing about the Bullet Mustang, it was so wicked cool bad, but yet it was so completely understated under the radar. I mean, everything was darkened up on that car, and all the flash was turned way down, and the car just was like, I've got an attitude. It's you, man.
This car can potentially be like a $50,000 car.
Absolutely.
How do we get there from this? The only thing this car has going for it is that 30 years ago in a movie, Steve McQueen drove the same car, but this ain't the car Steve McQueen drove. This should have gone away with cash for clunkers back in the day. I mean, someone should have traded this in on a Kia or something. I can't visualize this car being cool.
It's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah. The first thing we have to do is we've got to strip this car down to bare metal. The color, this whole thing is going to be Highland Green, which actually was a factory color that Ford had back then.
Okay. Maybe we just fix up this red interior a little bit, man.
Yeah, so we'll go all black inside, just the way it should be, all bone stock Mustang interior. And we could save a bunch of this material and put it in Corey's car, because I know.
So how much do you think it's going to cost me?
That's always a good question, but I'm going to guess we're anywhere between 15 and 20 grand should get us that Bullet Mustang out of this, I'm thinking.
Okay. This car could be worth 40 or 50,000 when it's done. I'm already in at 12,500. If the restoration goes much more than 20,000, I could get screwed on this deal. All right, just try and keep it close to 15, man.
I'll stay on that as hard as I can.
I estimated it was going to take about $15,000 to do this Mustang, but I'm just going to hope that we can't get it done for that kind of money.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Good.
Well, I'm afraid that all of these pieces are literally going to have to be replaced.
Ching, 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 ching. The dollars just keep adding up, brother.
Part of the team taking apart that 1968 Mustang Fastback to get that bullet project happening for Rick Harrison. But in the meantime, got a new client just walked through the door who's got a very interesting paint job he wants to put on his Harley Davidson.
Hey man, how you doing?
I'm Danny.
I'm Bob.
Bob, nice to meet you. This is a really cool scoop.
Harley-Davidson Softails are wonderful motorcycles. Softails mimic the hardtail, but gives you a comfortable ride with a suspension. It's one of the coolest frames Harley-Davidson's ever done. How long have you been riding, Bob?
I've been riding as long as I can remember. My dad rode.
Yeah.
His dad rode, you know, and my kids ride.
I like that. Do you have a vision for it yourself? I mean, what do you want to see?
Over the last few years, I've really got an extensive collection of tattoos. I would really like to apply that to my bike.
I like the way you're thinking. A paint job that's all 100% tattoo artwork. That's not a request you get every day, but I'm digging it. You've got a lot of stuff going on. Are we going to cover the entire bike
yes.
with it?
It's sort of like a collage. Over the years, I've probably spent at least $10,000 on my body art.
So what was the first piece that you got?
Actually, this skull. And it just started from there. All my tattoos are memories.
I love it, man.
You know,
this
everything
is
means something.
Hey, Shannon, do you know is Horny Mike around?
Yeah, I think he is.
This is something that he would just go nuts with. Because, you know, he is nuts.
Oh, yes. I'll get him.
I've got an incredible airbrush artist here at the shop. Goes by the name of Horny Mike. And I think what he's going to bring to this project is really going to make it pop. Mike!
What's going down? They call me Horny Mike for a reason. I put horns on everything. I put them on my jacket. I got a 25 of them molded into my bike. I'll put them on anything. And, hey, it gets everybody horny. Why wouldn't I want to do it?
Bob here is covered in ink, and he really wants to take that vibe and cover this bike.
Tattoo the bike up?
Tattoo the entire bike.
Do we have to take naked pictures of you?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you're
into. I guess we got it. Well, we got to get reference.
Right. No, no.
Can we put some horns on?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
You don't want to go crazy?
Okay, Mike, he's back to the paint.
You can tell me exactly which ones you truly want on there, which ones you want more dominant. All of them?
Yeah. All of them.
Boy, but this is going to be a detailed paint job.
Absolutely. This is going to be crazy.
Want to go take naked pictures?
Let's do it.
All right. What, you want to hold hands?
No.
Hold up. Shot back at.
Hold up, just hold. We ran into a little bit of a speed bump with this Mustang project. Whoever did this insane red velvet interior glued everything down, and it looks like they screwed up most of the original panels underneath all of it. Ugh, I didn't expect this to be so bad. I can't believe that somebody glued all of this janky upholstery all over the console, all over the dash, all over everything. I'm afraid that all of these pieces are literally going to have to be replaced. Look at this.
This pad's done.
That is so nasty.
Ching, 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 ching. The dollars just keep adding up, brother. Sorry, man. Scott is the money guy here. He keeps an eye on the books and the accounting, manages each project to make sure that we're making money on it and not losing.
Scott's really good at his job. He can be a real sometimes.
This is going to be some late hours for me trying to find these parts.
I'm with you.
I think we're going to be a solid $5,000 in the interior, which we just don't have no more room in the budget. I think Danny needs an intervention on this one. He was way off. Just pass me your personal credit card.
We'll feel it.
Well, let's always look for the positive. Man, I got 13 cents and 14 cents. Yeah, man, if we put this towards the build, man.
30 more cents right there on this side.
You keep digging for change, brother, man. Every penny counts. Rick's one of my best customers, and I promised him that this project was going to be right around $15,000. And it looks like it's going to be more close to $25,000. So I'm really going to have to try to figure out how I'm going to make this budget work. It's not going to be easy. Get ready, baby, because this thing's bad, brother.
Me. That is phenomenal.
That's not the same car, is it?
Absolutely, man.
So I'm imagining it costs more than the $15,000.
I definitely blew past our budget. We've been building Rick Harrison's 68 Mustang Fastback for 3 weeks now. It's been sandblasted, painted, and assembled to match every spec of the Mustang from the original Bullet movie. I promised Rick that I could do this for around $15,000, but due to the terrible condition of the interior in this car, I'm a little over $20,000 in it right now. But you know what? I've got other business to attend to right now. Bob's in the bike shop. He's here to pick up his custom tattoo bike, and I can't wait to see the reaction.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for this, brother. Get ready for this.
What's up, Bob?
Check it out, brother.
Wow. Look at that, man. That is awesome. I love it.
Your ink all tells a story. Now your bike's telling the story.
You know what, brother? That's exactly what I wanted. That is phenomenal. I mean, it's a piece of art. When I first saw the bike, one of the best ways to put it is like, remember being a kid, your first time in a candy store? It was just overwhelming.
You know, sometimes I tell people, it's just got you written all over it. In this case, it's got you written all over it.
Holy sh!
Well, I'm glad you're happy, brother.
Oh, I'm extremely happy.
This ain't over yet, man. Check you out. Look at this.
Oh, no.
See, now you got a nice helmet to match the bike. And, of course, you got a nice riding vest to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that is awesome.
Here, you got to try it on. I'm making everybody horny.
Absolutely, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
I got horns. Now I'm horny Bob. I knew I was going to get horns somewhere. I'm just glad it wasn't on my bike.
The tattoo bike wasn't very easy. It had a lot of detail going into it. First, we had to put a base coat on it. Afterwards, basically got to go through and airbrush in all the tattoos all over it. And you have to do this all by freehand. There's no stencils. There's no nothing. You do it all by eye. And there's not a lot of room for mistake.
Oh, man, look at that one.
There's your original piece.
Yeah, my first tattoo.
There he is, brother.
The skull work is phenomenal. There's even my koi.
Yeah.
That one's right here. I wish the tattoo looked that good.
Sweet, huh?
Yeah. Everything is perfect. This is almost up there with having your first kid. You know?
Glad you're happy with
it. Thank you. Thank you there, Horny Mike.
No problem. Now you're Horny Bob. Get on it and get the hell out of here.
This custom tattoo paint job was a lot of work, but that's what we do here. We take our customer's vision and make it into reality. I'm just glad that we can make it happen for him.
Looking tough.
Nice, huh?
That's so badass.
All right, so where are we at?
Top secret.
I just hope you're not bringing me out here to bury me or bury the car.
This is Vegas, you know.
So you really did bring us out here to kill us.
We've been working around the clock to get this Bullet Mustang ready for Rick Harrison, and after everything we've been through with her, she's finally ready for the road. So I've got Kevin bringing Rick and Corey out to the desert so they can see what this baby can do.
Seriously, Kevin, man, it's hot. What are we doing out here?
It's a surprise.
This literally looks like a road in a horror flick. Did you bring a gun with you?
Well, there's something coming. This definitely doesn't look like the piece of crap we bought. So.
Oh, wow. That's not the same car, is it?
What's up, Jen?
God, man. That thing is amazing.
Beautiful, huh? Came out gorgeous.
Oh, this is cool, man.
I poured my heart and soul into it just like I was building for myself.
This is just absolutely amazing.
Glad you dig it, brother.
I'm looking at this car and everything about it's amazing. The paint job, the chrome, the wheels. I mean, this car used to look like a piece of Now it's one of the prettiest cars I have ever seen in my life.
Sexy,
this
huh?
This is amazing. What'd you do to the motor?
Everything.
Well, that's definitely not stock.
I mean, we took this car down to the last nut and bolt. It's a very, very happy motor, dude.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Well, let me check out the interior, man, because I remember a lot of shag carpet and stuff.
There was a lot of shag, a lot of velvet.
You know, last time I saw this Mustang, the interior was completely destroyed. And them to actually be able to make it look brand new, I mean, it's just amazing. Man, I'm telling you, Denny, I can't believe you were able to get it done. That car was a piece of crap.
So I'm assuming it cost more than 15 grand to fix.
Well, you know, let's talk about that later. Let's go for a drive first, man. Before I tell Rick how much we ended up spending on the Bullet, I want to get him out on the road so he can see just how bad this car is. Hopefully, he won't be too mad when he hears we went over budget.
All right, do your thing. This thing is amazing. This thing is literally the
Fountain of Youth. Oh, look at me in the mirror. I'm 22 years younger. Danny really did this car perfect. And the whole fact that it looks exactly like the car in the movie is a big deal. I'm a big Steve McQueen fan. I mean, he was the king of cool. This thing's amazing, dude. I'm going to own this car for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Look, I grew hair. Danny told me he'd get this thing done for $15,000. I think it's going to go way over that. Okay, so I'm imagining it cost more than the 15 to 20.
It did. I definitely blew past our budget. I know we were trying to keep it as close as we could to 15. I've got, 22 in it.
I mean, honestly, if you would have told me 35, I would have thought that was a deal. But, hey, I don't got to pay that. Thanks, man.
As long as you're that happy, I'm that happy.
I bought the car for $12,500. Danny only charged me $22 to fix it, which means I'm in the entire thing, $34,500. And literally, the car's worth $50 or $60. Or the way I'm looking at it, I think the thing's priceless.
Nice. Man, I'm really proud of our team.
Yep.
Rick
yep.
is happy, and we yep. even made a believer out of Corey.
Yep.
You hungry?
I'm always hungry.
I know you are. That's why I asked. Let's go get something to eat, man. I'm starving.